For the last 20 years, the festival has showcased the artistic achievements of vets. Elizabeth Mackey is the festival's director with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
Right now, the national judgings are going on around the country. It's a month-long process. And after the national judgings are completed in early May, we have a pretty good idea of who will be invited to attend the Creative Arts Festival in La Crosse, Wisconsin this year.
Around 140 winners will be chosen from more than 3,000 entries from vets receiving treatment at VA medical centers nationwide. Laura Bishop is with the Tomah VA Medical Center. Bishop says several local vets from the center are still in the running. She says the festival is about more than vets' talents. It's about healing.
Whatever it is that they're doing, it helps them take their mind off of what's bothering them, whether they're having bad memories from when they're in the service or just chronic pain. It keeps them focused on positive things.
Bob Hammer of Tomah won first place for his medal work at the festival last year. He's a Vietnam War veteran.
I got to say that the first time I ever won, the attention I got with that, in all honesty, it's probably the first time I've ever been proud to be a veteran. We come home, you didn't get much respect. You didn't even say you're a veteran.
Hammer says one of his entries this year, a metal bird named Tranquility, has made it to the final round. He says if he could win first place with the festival being hosted in his home state, that would be a real treat. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.